Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These words, which we heard in the first reading from Deuteronomy, form the prayer known as the Shema, which name comes from the first word of the prayer in Hebrew. The Shema serves as the centerpiece of Jewish morning and evening prayer. Additionally, it's traditional for Jews to recite the Shema as their dying words, and for parents to teach their children to pray it before they go to sleep at night. It encapsulates the monotheistic essence of Judaism and professes love for God above all else. Jesus, in the gospel, reaffirms the primacy of the Shema in God's commandments, but he adds an important addendum. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. In addition to this passage, there are other passages in the New Testament in which we're told to love God and our neighbor. However, given the approach of Veterans Day in about a week, when we honor our military veterans, the verse that comes to mind is from the Gospel according to John, in which Jesus tells us, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." There are more than a few examples of those in the service of our country who have risked, even given up their lives for their fellow countrymen. But among the more high-profile examples are the heroics of Desmond Doss, a World War II conscientious objector who refused to carry a weapon, but who, as an Army medic, saved the lives of 75 soldiers during the Battle of Okinawa. Corporal Doss was the subject of the movie Hacksaw Ridge. Another example of valor involves a priest, a rabbi, and two ministers, four Army chaplains who walk onto a World War II troop transport, which will eventually be torpedoed by a German U-boat. All four died, rescuing civilian and military personnel as the American troop transport, the SS Dorchester, sank on February 3, 1943, in what has been referred to as the second worst sea disaster of World War II. The chaplains helped other soldiers board lifeboats, gave up their own life jackets when the supply ran out. The chaplains joined arms, said prayers, and sang hymns as they went down with the ship. Closer to home, a priest from Kansas, Father Emil Capon, who attended Conception Abbey Seminary in our diocese, served as an Army chaplain during World War II and the Korean War. Throughout months of fighting in Korea, Father Capon gained a reputation for bravely serving the troops by rescuing the wounded and helping the dead, and ministering to the living by performing baptisms, hearing confessions, offering Holy Communion, and celebrating Mass on an improvised altar set up on the front end of a Jeep. When his unit was attacked and overrun in the Battle of Unsan, he once again braved enemy fire and rescued nearly 40 men. Despite pleas for him to escape, he stayed behind with the 800 men of his battalion as the rest of the regiment retreated. Taken prisoner, Father Capon saved many other POWs by refusing to give in to despair. He dug latrines, mediated disputes, gave away his food, led the men in prayer, and celebrated Mass. For his outspoken resistance to his captors, Father Capon was feared by the guards and loved by his fellow POWs. Eventually succumbing to malnutrition, disease, lice, and extreme cold, Father Capone died after almost 7 months in captivity. Desmond Doss and Father Capone were awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor for their bravery. And Father Capone has been named a servant of God by the church, which is the first step on the road to canonization as a saint. The four chaplains were awarded a specially authorized congressional medal, the Four Chaplains Medal. Both of these medals recognize their extraordinary bravery. But more so, the lives of these soldiers typify the love that Jesus preached when he said, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." As defined in the Catechism, to love is to will the good of another. And we're called to love one another as God has loved us, totally and without reservation. We can love as Jesus calls us by being intentional. Get to know our neighbors where we live, work, and worship. Be willing to give of our time, talent, and treasure. Examples are volunteering at our Morning Glory Ministries, the Cathedral's monthly luncheon at the Towers, or any of the numerous ministries here at the Cathedral. And be willing to receive. Recognize when someone is trying to help you. Be thankful and gratefully accept that help. While few of us will literally be called to lay down our lives for our friends, we can use the example of Desmond Doss, the four chaplains, and Father Emile Capone to inspire us to love as called by Jesus.